Good afternoon, and welcome to Night Talk. I'm Joe Murphy, and I'm joined for this afternoon show, as usual, by my buddy, Mr. Mike Yakubik. Good afternoon, Michael.
Good afternoon, Joseph.
Michael, let us begin, as we always do, with a prayer. We'll do our prayer to St. Michael.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Excuse me, I had that frog.
Little frog from me.
From you from last week with the cold weather and everything else. Got a few degrees to get out of the way here. So we'll start with them and keep our state deputy and the powers to be happy.
And Jack's really happy, too.
And keep Jack happy, too. There you go. On Tuesday, November the 12th, an admission or first degree will be conducted by Council 1530. They're located at 251 East Main Street in Dallastown. Candidates should arrive no later than 6:30, and the degree is to begin at 7 p.m. On Wednesday, November the 20th, a formation or a second degree will be conducted by St. Vincent de Paul Council, 14865. They're located at 220 3rd Street in Hanover, Pennsylvania. Candidates should arrive no later than 6:30, and the degree is to begin at 7. And lastly, on the 21st, an admission or first degree will be conducted by St. John Newman Council, 12532. They're located at 601 Delp Road in Lancaster. Candidates should arrive no later than 7, and the degree is to begin at 7:30. And that's that. And we have a guest, Michael. I will let you introduce.
Yes, we do. Before I introduce our guest, one of the things I do want to mention to everybody about the degrees, something we should be really proud of, we have moved up tremendously. I think right now, out of all the jurisdictions, and when they go jurisdictions, they don't just talk about the United States. This is Poland, the Philippines, everybody.
Yeah, all 50 of the United States. Each
plus,
one of the states is a jurisdiction or a country in the case
the
of Europe. Okay.
And right now, I think we're in 14th place. We're number 14. And I challenge all the Grand Knights out there and all the councils and all the membership to really look and try to dig up a few more bodies to be members of the Knights of Columbus for two reasons. Reason number one, it's a great organization. We're all Catholic, and if you're a man, you should belong. The second one is we're only behind Ohio. And, you know, there's a lot of rivalry here, Joseph.
Oh, yes, we have to get better than
Ohio. So all we got to do is pick up a couple more Knights, and we can jump ahead of Ohio, so that's something to think about.
You used kind of the wrong term, dig up.
Yeah.
I'd throw that out there.
And one of the ways that we can do that is to show people what we do and the good things that we do. And I think that's one of the reasons why our guest today is so important. He's actually the director of the family team for programs, and he's going to talk about a few things. We're going to talk a little bit about Family of the Month. We're going to talk about what's coming up, which is the Keep Christ in Christmas poster contest, the awareness that we use with the Keep Christ in Christmas billboards and signs going around. And then he also has one other job and a new job for him this year. He's in charge of the coal and a chance of a lifetime. Tickets will be going on, and he'll explain that to us. But without further ado, I'd like to introduce to everybody our past state warden and present family director, Fran O'Hara. Fran, how are you doing?
Good, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
We love it. You can start with any one of your programs, and we'll just let everybody know what's going on with the programs that your group is in charge of.
The family is part of the Faith in Action program, and it's one of the things that I think is important because it's not just men, it's the whole family, and it's a good way for us to get into the parishes. There's several different things that we do. One of the most important, and it's kind of my pet program, is Family of the Month, Family of the Year. And it's not just the Knights of Columbus program. Knights of Columbus run it, but what we do is we pick a Family of the Month from the parish. It does not have to be a member in the family that we pick. We pick a family that exemplifies Catholic values. And we do that, the best way is in cooperation with the pastor or one of the priests in the parish. And they help us pick someone out. We give them a certificate and honor them at a public event, hopefully during Mass or if there's an after Mass type of social or something like that, you do it there. And it's nice for the family. It makes them feel special. And as a side thing with that, everybody who picked his Family of the Month for a council gets to be in a drawing with Supreme where they get a chance to get a plaque honoring the Holy Family. And it's a nice plaque that usually we have two or three a month in Pennsylvania actually win that, so it's nice.
Yeah, that's really good. Yeah, and I think you're so right in that it actually builds up the domestic church, which is one of our main functions, is to keep the Knights of Columbus, our families, and our faith alive. So, good job, Fran.
Yes, and it's visibility within the parishes and its inclusion in the parishes, which really helps. And then annually, we pick one family for Family of the Year, and we pick someone who the whole family is active in the parish, the community, and the church in general, and honor them at the state convention. The other main family of program that I'm really close to is the Key Christ in Christmas program. And that's got several different things within the program. One is the billboard, where we, different councils or groups of councils, work with a billboard company, and in November and through December, they have ads on the highways, many times interstate highways, with Key Christ in Christmas messages. And just the little on the top bottom, it mentions Knights of Columbus. And then even smaller than that, if you don't have the money for a billboard, banners are available for as low as $65 this year. It used to be a lot more than that, but the price has come down. About 10 different kinds of banners are picked that has a Key Christ in Christmas message. You know, one with the Holy Family sitting there holding the baby Jesus. There's one shows the three wise men traveling, one with a church, probably early 1900s in the snow, with Key, and they all have Key Christ in Christmas on it, so you no doubt what it is. And down the bottom, they have provided a little thing for the Knights of Columbus symbol and the council that's doing it. And you can order those through George Snyder, who is our does most of the Key Christ in Christmas work for us. And also in the Pennsylvania website, you can buy cards and other things for families for Christ in Christmas. You just go on the website, pakfc.us, follow the Faith in Action link, and then under Family Programs, there's a link right there with the order form. And it's a good way to let people know that we do remember the true meaning of Christmas.
There you go. And you know what? The website, they've made that stuff so easy. When you go in there on our state website and just drill down, you can find stuff so easy. You know, God love everybody that's putting the time in to keep that thing up.
Yeah, I think all of our directors.
Dan does a great job on that.
Yeah, and get it to Jim, and Jim posts everything, and I think it's really good.
Yeah.
But I think that's one of the most important things is that we let the world know why we have to keep Christ in Christmas. You know, it's not just Santa Claus. It's not giving gifts. I mean, we got the greatest gift ever given by our Lord coming to this earth. But when we give, we have to always remember that we are Catholic and that every Christian, not just Catholic, but that our faith relies on Him. And that's what we should be looking at.
Truly, Christmas, Jesus is the reason for the season. Christ, Mass.
Yep.
You know?
And I think that's a good job. I know you got the post. I know you're looking at doing posters this year, and you've taken a yeoman's task on that. So you want to give us a couple of dates and tell us what's going on with the Keep Christ in Christmas Poster Contest, friend?
Yeah, so it was confusing the last couple of years that Supreme was not having anymore, and so it really was kind of static last year. But this year we're back into it full blast, where we're asking councils to hold their own contest within the council. And there's three groups for age that they decide, pick a winner from each group, provide a prize within the council or whatever. And then we're asking the district deputies to gather the contest posters within each council, their winners, and deciding or having a group decide the district winner. And that's important because it narrows down just the best from each area. and then the district deputies are going to send them to me, and I have a group review them. And the date for that is January 15th, and that's kind of a hard date because of the fact that the Supreme needs them by February 15th to have the Supreme winner. So we're just going to have them in January to do it, and the winner is not going to be in February. But it is a Christmas program, and the reason we're doing it in January and February at the state and the Supreme level is so the councils, when they do it, it will be right during the Christmas season. Okay, so it's not something that we do after Christmas. It's very important, and we do want to do it during the Christmas season. And there's going to be prizes this year for first, second, and third place in each age group, which is good. And it's the same last year. We let it go down, not let it go down. I guess that's not a good word for it, but we didn't do it because there were so many new programs, and we're just learning how to do the new Faith in Action. And we learned a lot last year. I think we're a lot better than we were at that point.
Oh, for sure. For sure we are. It's when they make the changes and at the state level until it gets down to even the councils and the districts, there's that, what's the word I'm looking for? A learning curve, I guess, for lack of a better term. But yeah, it's coming along.
Yeah, and I know you guys did a real good job. I know last year one of our problems was Supreme actually, at the beginning of the year, left off the Keep Christ in Christmas poster contest. And we were informed by Supreme that it was no longer going to be a viable program. And then they came back after they realized what they were doing. Because I think they forgot really why we were doing Faith in Action. And this is a good way to get young people involved. So it was a little late when they came back out to us and said, yeah, let's start doing this again. It would have really been extremely difficult. But I'm glad, Fran, you and your team have got it going this year. And again, the reason I'm saying it's a yeoman's task, if all 131 districts do this, Fran and his group have their work cut out for them, because in less than 30 days, they're going to have to pick the winners out of that group and send them up to Supreme. So you good luck, Fran.
Yeah, good luck.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm retired, so I have time to.
No. That I understand. Fran, I don't mean to cut you off. The music is starting in my ears. We have to go to a hard break. We'll be back right after these messages. And welcome back to Night Talk. I'm Joe Murphy, and I'm joined as usual by my buddy Mike Yakubik. And we have Fran with us, and we're going to get into the coal ticket?
Yeah, he picked up another job, and yes, he does carry the air horn with him. I don't want anybody to think that we miss out on that. But Fran, I'm asking you to do two things. I guess first, before we move into coal, which is kind of a separate entity, it's an additional job just for you. But maybe you could mention the members of your team. I know you got three good guys, and then you can get into the coal, okay?
Yes. We're lucky in the Faith in Action family. I have Deputy Family Director Jack Archer from the Johnstone area, and I have two Assistant Family Directors, Alton Wise from Greensburg area, and George Snyder from up in the Scranton, Allentown area, help keep this program running. Because it's not just family a month and all that, it's food for families, family fully alive, family week. So each one of them take care of usually two of those other sub-programs within family. And they make my job a lot easier. I thank them for what they do.
Yes, and just as a side note, all four teams, plus Jim Nardone and Andy Smith and Rick Taroni, all make me look good, which is the goal. Just keep that in mind, friend.
Yeah, we have Ray McLaughlin here in Philadelphia.
Yeah, real good guy, yep.
You really make the actual programs work in the council levels.
There you go. Fran, you see what I have to deal with across the desk here from you in the studio, right? we got to make him look good. You know what I'm telling you? Oh, yes. Well, we're having fun with it. I've known Mike quite a while. And I've been around the station here probably pushing 9 years now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we're we do what we have to do. We were going to talk a little bit about the coal tickets, because by God, we got a month and the drawing's coming up, right? It's December 8th.
No. That's why we're going to be talking. Go ahead, Fran.
Oh, I thought it was still like it used to be. Okay, go ahead, Fran.
What happened? The state deputy decided that it would be better to move it to the spring because in the fall we're competing with our other program, the sweeps, but also with the all the back to school events and things that the children are selling in the area. So he decided to move. Where he suggested it kind of, we moved it to the spring. The drawing is going to be April 30th this year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And we put the information out many times, and we're still putting it out. Mostly we're getting positive response to it. People think it'll work better. I hope it will. I'm looking forward to it. Coal is a good program. It's been going on for a long time. And we think this is the 60th year. But we're not totally sure how long it's been, but it has a couple things it does. For one, the most important, it provides $30,000 annually for scholarships,
mm-hmm.
which is a lot of money even today, and it's a chance for councils to earn money risk-free. By that, I mean any other fundraiser you have to buy something, hopefully you sell it, or put on a fair, hopefully people come. Coal tickets, we give them to you free. When you sell them, then you pay it. So it's a great fundraiser for councils.
And there's some great prizes on there from year to year. As long I've been in the night since 93, and every year there's been everything from, you know, computers or laptop computers to you know, Caribbean cruises or whatever. There's it's really amazing. And for the price you pay for a book of chances, you can't beat it.
Yes, we have $65,000 in prizes, which is a lot. And it's always highlighted by a car, which are getting smaller and smaller because
yeah.
cars are getting more expensive and more expensive. And, you know, we still have the trips that we always had, and we're down to, an iPad Pro is our 16th prize. This year, I'm kind of excited. I put in a prize this year for a pair of Honda scooters.
Oh, all right.
You see, that'd be great if somebody has a vacation home or just around the neighborhood. But the other thing to think of, every one of these prizes, the people can take the cash equivalents. So if you win a prize, a trip to Ireland, and you don't want to go to Ireland, you can just take the cash to make it equal. That's good. So if you win, you got a good prize no matter what. As they say, it's been going on about 60 years, and I kind of feel humbled taking over because there's a great team in place already. Joe Caramano has done a good job leading the program for the last 13 years and being a key member of the team for, I think, closer to 30 years. He worked most of the time that past state deputy Bill Harper ran it.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a core team of Dan Urey, John Gordon, Rich, I can picture him. Can't think of his last name. I'm sorry.
That's all right. It happens a lot to us too. Believe me.
Yeah. And we have a core team of those guys that do everything. But we also have probably another 25 or 30 people that get together a week or two before it starts and separate the tickets and all that. So it's ready for the drawing. Mike, you were at the drawing last year, so.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I was impressed. I hope to attend this year's also. I mean, naturally, it depends on the date and the time. But, I've told everyone that unless you've see it, it's just so hard to comprehend. I'm really thinking about maybe doing a little video and getting it on the state website just so everyone can see how fair and what you guys do to be able to be above reproach on any way that anyone could possibly think that a certain group of people have an advantage over anybody else. I mean, it's an amazing thing to watch. It really is.
And Rich McMillan will know I did remember his name.
Okay, good.
And also, Mike, I do have a video last year's drawing.
Oh, do you? We really and truly need to get that out because I think people would be surprised. I mean, I was in awe watching what you guys go through. I mean, the numbering of the chairs and the people coming in. And I'll tell you another thing. It's just a good, fun time with all of the nice people that you had showed up. And I mean, it's a family event. There were kids there. There, you know, the husbands and the wives. And then naturally, the team was there. But I know that our state deputy enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. It was really a fantastic time. You guys do a great job.
Yeah, I'm going to have to play the video a few times before this year's drawing to remember everything.
I tell you the other thing that I liked what you had.
Somebody around to help me, so that's good.
One of the things I really liked that you had said, you know, we have so many small councils, and they do have trouble with fundraising, and I really encourage them to get involved in coal. Because it's scary when you turn around and you say, you know what, let's have a sub sale. And you buy 500 subs and it rains and nobody shows up. And those are the kind of things where you need upfront money and it does cost the council. But as you mentioned, the coal tickets are a fantastic way. There is no cost to you. There's nothing unless you sell them. And when you sell them, you're already making money coming back in.
Yes. So, and again, 326 councils participated last year. So it's better than half the active councils in the state. So the word is out there. We just got to get a little bit further.
Yep. And like I said, for me, especially looking at these small councils, if they have a brand new grand night, that's something to consider. And I think Joe and you both had mentioned how much wealth of information there is on the state website. I mean, it's a fantastic resource. You can go there and just about find out anything.
Yes, and one other thing about COA I want to mention. The plan is to distribute the books at the first of the year, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I should have them before Thanksgiving. And any council that requests the books be shipped early, we will do it. If anybody wants to sell them at Christmas bazaars or things like that, I will put some out as soon as I have the tickets in hand. I'll notify the Grand Knights I have them, and if anybody asks for them early, we'll ship them when we get them.
Yeah, that's really good. And like you said, there are Christmas bazaars coming up. That's the time to do it. Get out there, get more people involved in seeing the great prizes and actually the low cost of a ticket. I mean, I think is it eight? Eight for $5? I'm not sure anymore.
No, it's $1 each, and the councils sell them different. Usually council sells a book, eight tickets for $6.
Right.
But that's different throughout the state. That's up to the council.
Right, it's up to the council. Because they can turn, if they wanted to, they could sell it for $8 and make more money for themselves, right? But most of us like a deal. So I think our council does it. They sell them for $6. So that way you get two extra chances. And
that's what our council does. I know some actually sell them for $5.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a good way to go, and because you're still going to make money no matter what and get the people involved. And hopefully, it's always nice when you see somebody in your area win, even if it's not you. At least you say, oh, man, that was pretty good.
Yeah, but it's been a few people in this area.
Yeah.
Now, there you go. There you go. And what other... Well, after we get done with all this, then we get into January, and we'll be into the March for Life and the first of the year. You know, we got a lot of stuff going on right now.
Well, that's one of the things that I know that Fran likes about Faith in Action, and I like, is the fact that we have so much to do. And if you look, the theme, you know, when you look through this, even though we only have one faith category, and then we have family, mm-hmm. community, and life, really and truly, everything evolves from our Catholic faith.
Amen.
No matter what you do, whether it's Family of the Month, excuse me, the March for Life, Consecration to the Holy Family, no matter what we do, everything has a faith theme. And, you know, that's why we have Faith in Action. And I'm really so proud and blessed to have the people that we have in the four faith categories. And again, as Fran had mentioned, Ray McLaughlin, the great people we have as regional program chairman, Tony Ream and Jim Sikorik and Paul Foster, Michael Goodmoat, everybody that's out there just does such a heck of a job.
It takes a family.
Yeah, it really does.
It takes a village to raise a child, if you will.
It really does.
But if you put that as far as the Knights of Columbus, you know, it takes a bunch of us behind the scenes doing what we do to get stuff done and all the good that we do worldwide. you know, that's proof of what we're doing.
Yeah, these guys are really fantastic, and they do a great job. And, you know, and I'm proud to be able to be with them every so often. And I know our state deputy is very well pleased. And this doesn't just, you know, one of the things we always talk about, we're all membership people, no matter what we do, because it's a symbiotic relationship. If our programs are good, men should want to join us. If they want to join us, then our membership grows up, which means we can, again, do more good through the programs. So it keeps going on. So, Fran, I really appreciate you coming on. Can't wait to meet you guys, see you guys again. We'll be doing the DD seminar in January, so our district deputies can get to meet some of the program people. So, again, thank you so much, Fran.
Thank you, Fran. With that, for Night Talk, along with Mike Jakubik, I'm Joe Murphy. Thank you for listening, and God bless.